reading all kinds of things about mothers, but there were also bad mothers too. And they're even in the scripture. But I thought, well, Lord, is that what you want to talk about? And he always led me to one of my very favorites, and we'll be there in just a second. But I thought, a mother's heart. And a mother teaches her children from the time they're young. And she doesn't just teach them that you're my child and I love you. No, they have to learn discipline. They have to learn how to clean their room. They need to learn how to eat properly. And if, you know, as a mother, she needs to be led by the Lord for her own life first, because they're watching you. They're watching that mother. And when they see that you have peace in the time of a storm, then they don't understand it. You say, hey, it's the grace of God. It's God's grace. You can't make yourself do anything. And I think that once we get that, without him, you can do nothing. And it's like, but you can go through any circumstance. You see, he loves you no matter what circumstance you're going through. But he wants to settle you, establish you, and strengthen you in the gospel. That's why we need sound gospel. He wants us to have that soundness. It's a discipline. But it's also, there's other things that we'll see in a minute. But in 1 Corinthians 13, I want you to go there just for a few. Because I tell you, if anyone learns this, it's going to be a mother. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And that's even a mother in her home. That's even a grandmother. It's like we have to let that gospel be a work of a mother's heart or a grandmother. Though I have the gift of prophecy, I can understand all the mysteries. I can have all knowledge. And though I have all the faith, I mean, I believe, so that I could remove mountains. But if you don't have love, it says, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods, I do all these good works. I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and I give my body to be burned. That sounds like a lot of love right there. But have not charity. Maybe you're doing it, but you're doing it with the wrong heart attitude. It has to be with divine love, because grace has had a divine influence upon your heart. And it says, have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity. Moms, do you think that charity suffers long? You can be a mother of the gospel just to take the message and give it out. You're going to see when they accept it, when they reject it. Well, you're going to have to suffer long. It's kind. We always tell the kids on our bus, kindness matters. Kindness matters. Be nice to Billy. Don't be mean to Susie. Kindness matters. It's going to suffer long, is kind. Charity envies not. You see, real love is content. I don't want what you got, and you shouldn't want what I got. It's because it started with love, and it's what God gave each individual. And it was, charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It doesn't have to show itself as a parade, come in, have to be noticed all the time. It's not puffed up. And I always say this in every message I give when I see puffed up. People say, oh, they're getting puffed up. How do you know? And if they are, remember the word of God. God has exactly, even Paul, with all the verses he got, all the revelation he received, God had a thorn. And it was so he would not be puffed up. So we don't even have to try not to puff ourselves up. Oh, I hope I'm not being puffed up. Well, 9 times out of 10, if you're thinking that, you're probably not. It says then, love. It doesn't behave itself unseemingly. It seeketh not her own. She's seeking for her household. She's seeking for the kindness and goodness for others. She's not easily provoked, thinking no evil. Are your thoughts Are they really his thoughts? Well, a mother is going to have to be all these things as we raise our children, because children were born, they're born in sin. They're little liars. I mean, they can lie so easy. They can steal. They can do anything in the flesh. But that's why you start them from a child. But you don't discourage them. A mother should be encouraging her children, not putting them down all the time. All that's going to do is bring them down. If it's true divine love, what does he do? He encourages us. He brings us up in the admonition of the Lord. He doesn't always just constantly, I've seen a lot of times, it's like, you're bad, you do this, you know you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but I never hear parents say, that was really kind what you did. You know, if kids on our school bus, if they do something right, make sure you tell them. Don't always just look at their bad. We need to encourage the little children. And because it starts when? As a child. Does real love want to give someone who's obese something that's going to bring more harm to them? I have little kids that ask me all the time, you have chocolate? You have candy? Well, I don't want to say, well, you're fat. You know, I can't give that to you. No, you should have wisdom enough to know that that's not healthy. And so what we do, I go to the store and I buy some sugar-free. And I go, I got you a lollipop. It's sugar-free. I don't have to tell them it is. Kids are not going to look at it and go, is that sugar-free or is that got, you know, is this the real thing? No. And as George says, always get them a lollipop. Stick it in their mouth. It keeps them busy. And I said, you're right. So that's what I give my neighbors. Now, it's love is going to bear all things. And if you haven't had to do that, it's not an easy task. It's going to take depending on the Lord. Love believes all things, hopeth all things. I hope for the good of my children, my grandchildren, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope for all things good for them. And hope that is seen is not hope. My hope is in him. It's in the word. It's in the gospel. His word in Corinthians, it says, his word is yea and amen in all the promises. Promises of God. But it says, hopeth all things. Bear all things. And if you notice, this doesn't just say this little thing and that little thing. You're going to have to bear in all things. A complete, complete grace message. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. And I go, wow, Lord, that's a lot of thanks. Give thanks in all things. Can you tell your children you need to give thanks? Just give thanks in all things. So they'll ask you, now, Grandma, how would you give thanks in all things? Because God knows and God is good all the time. And God is wise and he is our Father. And he was going to take care of you. He's going to supply every need. Godliness with contentment. Have you ever known someone who didn't have a lot, but they were so content? They don't have to have all that stuff to bring content. And it doesn't bring contentment anyway. It brings, I want more. Well, you have to go back to this. When I was a child, what about you? Every mother, when you were a child, did you speak as a child? Even in the things of the Lord. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But the word of God, we continuously give it out to our household. Because when I became a man, that word of God is going to have an effect. When I became a man, I put away the childish things. And now it's not selfish. You know how little kids can be selfish? It's all about me. It's all about how much I'm being seen and how much I am you know, lauded and praised. And, Mom, you gave that to... A matter of fact, I did this for my neighbor. The Lord laid something on my heart. I did it for a mother. And the little girl goes, you gave my mom two things. You didn't give me nothing. I gave that little girl lollipops, cooked everything I could think of, and she doesn't remember none of it. But she's a child, and that's how they think. So who should take the control, not as controlling them, but in showing them God's love? I love you, honey. Look, I got this for you. One time I hate those. Well, then you're not going to have to get anything then. Miss Penny, give me this, give me that, give me this. Does a wise person say yes, 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 yes? I said no. And they looked at me and I said, no. You know what you're doing is not, that's not good. And they go, why? And I said, you're not supposed to go to your neighbor's fence and beg all the time. I said, you know what you do? You come outside and you play, enjoy your sister, and Miss Penny will come outside. If it's in my heart and I want to do something for you, I'm going to do it. But you didn't even have to ask me, and it's going to be much, much better. Okay, Miss Penny. The next day I'm out there and they go, Miss, and they got very quiet. Why? Because they believed what they were told. Just simpleness, the simplicity of the gospel. Now I want you to look over in Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, this is probably my favorite. Paul, an apostle, in verse 1, of Jesus Christ, that sent one, not because somebody sent him and somebody said, you're the one who should go there and you're the one who should preach and you're the one who should go and teach. No, led of the Spirit. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, it was God's will, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy. Now remember, this man could be beheaded. He could be killed at any time. Think of how it is in the Roman prison. Think of how things are going for Paul. But he writes a letter to Timothy. To Timothy, my dearly beloved one of grace, mercy, peace. Where there's grace, there is mercy, and there is peace. This person, Paul, has laid hold of the grace message. That's why you see mercy. That's why you see peace. And where did it come from? From God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God. Now he's writing to Timothy. You got just, if you just see the love of God. Have you ever written a letter to one of your children? Or maybe turn a card to your mother. What did you put in it? Was it just blah, 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 you know, just words? Or did it come from here? He's writing this from his heart. And he said, I thank God whom I serve. It's God I serve. From my forefathers, with a pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. So even though Timothy may not be right there with him, he has never forgotten to keep him in his prayers. And I believe that's the same way with good mothers, even though they're not present. I'm not with my grandkids all the time. I'm not with my children. But if I truly believe God and I really have hope beyond circumstance and beyond judging my grandkids and judging them, I mean, it starts in the home. If it doesn't start in your home, you're going to go out to the church. You're going to go to your jobs. You're going to be a person of condemnation because you don't understand, where did this grace message come from? Well, I'm a pretty good guy, or I'm a pretty good kid. My grandma said I was good. No, your grandma did not say that. I said, you need Jesus Christ in your life. He will fulfill the desires that you have. Now, does every child just take that and say, yes, I believe? Sometimes they have to go out and sow their oats, go out and learn it, But you know what they're going to come back to? They remember the gospel. That word is powerful, and it has an effect on them. It says, I thank God with a pure conscience. Timothy, I keep praying for you night and day. I am greatly desiring to see you, and I'm mindful of your tears. I'm mindful of what you're going through. Timothy, there are things that are going to happen down the road, and I'm praying for you that you take a stand. I want you to be encouraged, not discouraged. I want to encourage you in the Word of God. You take what you've been given, and you use it for His glory. He said, I'm mindful of your tears that I may be filled with joy. But Paul says, you know, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, that's pure, sincere faith that is in thee. How did it get in you? Who's responsible? Why did you get this message, Timothy? He said, when I call to remembrance unfeigned faith that is in thee, which it started right here. Someone heard the message. Someone believed. And that was your grandmother. Your grandmother, it first in her, in thy grandmother. Not words. It was in your grandmother. Your grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. It's in your mother. This is building. Powerful message. Grandmother, it's in you. Mother, it's in you. Now you have a son and his name is Timothy. It says it's in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded, Timothy, it's in thee also. I love all the in thees. It's in thee. And I'm persuaded it is in thee. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance. You know what you need to do when it says stir up that gift of God? There's embers there. We were just doing a fire. Take, when you see those blazing embers, you take that and you poke it and you put some air to it. It'll make a flame. It begins, stir it up, Timothy, the gift that's been given you. You use it for the glory of the Lord. No matter what, that's what your grandma wanted for you. That's what your mother wanted and your grandmother. And that's what I, a minister of the gospel, that's what I want for you too, Timothy. I'm not going to be here all the time. You have to learn how to take in this word of God. Paul didn't know when he was going to have to die. It could be any day. But I thought, a man of God's love. And to think that he remembered the mother and the grandmother, this man is ready to die. And he's thinking of Timothy and Lois and Eunice. What a testimony. And I believe Paul already knew. It's better, you know, than staying here in Rome or staying in this prison. I'll be with the Lord. I'll be in total peace. But I'm going to do what the Lord has called me to do. And one thing is, I want you encouraged. Your mom and your grandmother didn't do this in vain. I know it's in you. That message is there. Now you stir up that gift of God, which is in thee. He doesn't doubt it at all. It's in you. By the putting on of my hands. He said, Timothy, for God hath not given us, your grandmother, your mother, me as a pastor, he didn't take that, you know, from Paul. He said, he gave us. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. Fear hath torment. When you start out, Timothy, do you think your mother and your grandmother never had a trial to go through? They went through trials. People will say, well, I wish I can learn that the way you do. And I wish I could get this truth. Well, go through the trials. You'll get them. You've got to have the tribulation. It works patience. It brings experience. That's where you're going to get your hope that you pass down to your children or to your brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's not because of something you've wrought in yourself. It's because you had to go through these suffering times. And he brought you up in life and victory. That's really been on my heart lately, and I've been writing down what the Lord shows me. But Jesus came up in life, okay? He took our sin. He was baptized, showing outwardly, I'm going to take that death for you. I'm going to come up in life, and now I'm ahead of a new creation. And then what happened? Get it? The new creation. The heavens opened up, and the Holy Ghost came down. And what did God say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Without believing his Father, he could never. It was like God was so pleased that he was willing. He's saying, I'm willing. I'm going to go down to death. But it's just like us. Does he say, this is my beloved Son, I'm well pleased in you. I want that anointing on your life. I want you to be anointed. And then he is going to use you in a mighty way. It's like, but the thing is, people don't reach out and take it. Just like we sit and we get our eyes on, well, that one knows their salvation. They've been taught it since they were a child, and they won't take it. What about the anointing? What about being filled with the power of God? You know, have that in you, not just with you. Have him in you. It's the power of God. It's the dunamis. It's the dynamite. There's power in dynamite. And then we'll begin to walk, and you're going to see that the power be of God, and it is not of yourself. Timothy, you don't have the spirit of fear. It's of power. It's of love. It's a sound mind. Now, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. What he gives you, you speak it. What he gives you in that gospel, you take it. Be faithful with what I've given you, and I will give you more. He's told us, walk in the light that I've given you. We always go, Lord, I want to hear you. No, you don't. You haven't even taken the last thing I told you. Like Gene said, the horse that never won the race, he's still running in the same place. How's it going to run? Have you been at this mountain long enough? It's time to move. Press toward. Get moving and forgetting the things that are behind. And I still say, behind is I died. And if you're trying to drag a dead man with you, you haven't left it behind. And a good racer is running a race, and they want to run to win a prize. Have you told your children? Oh, many are running in a race, but only one is going to win. Only one is going to win, but it's one receives the prize. And that is, she is but one. It's not her. Oh, look at her. She's got to be in the bride. I've heard that my whole life. Oh, sister so-and-so walked with God for 70 years. She's just got to be in the bride. Really? I don't find that in here anywhere. It says you must be ready. You must. There are requirements. And it doesn't mean just because we do good today and we're such a good mama or a good daddy or whatever. This is, I'm running to win him. He wants us to win. And he's given us everything you're going to need for the race. Everything. I know a racer right now. I guarantee you, I bet she has water with her. I don't know. Because I'm not a runner out on a track. But the greatest thing I remember about running a race was the encouragers. I love that. My daughter Julie was not a runner, but that girl was going to run no matter what. And she was always last. But be careful, the last may be first. But she would run, And she was so tired, and there was this crippled guy. He was crippled, and he would come to the inn, and he'd be just limping and walking with her all the way around that track. Go, Julie, go, Julie, keep going, don't stop. An encourager. That's not what I see. I see, well, I'm leaving you behind, I gotta go on, I'm more important. We can't do that. That's not the love of God. You have to help your brother, give him the strength he needs to run the race. And it's not saying, muster it up, you're going to do all these things. It's, Lord, if you choose, we have to be listening to the Spirit, even for our loved ones. Listen to the Spirit to encourage them, to bring them another step, to bring them another mile. We're at the end of the journey, and what happens? It's going to get harder. I heard a man just saying the other day, when your muscles begin to burn, and you say, oh, I just can't, that's the time to put it in the new gear and go as hard as you can and run that you may win. Give it everything he's given you. He's not asking you to give anything that has not been given you. He said, but you need to be a partaker, Timothy. Have you told your kids? If you want to win Christ, you're going to have to suffer with him. Be thou a partaker of the afflictions of what? The gospel, according to the power of God. When I'm weak, I'm going to be strong. I must decrease that he may increase. And I love this one. If I, okay, Christ, not me, Christ in you. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. It won't be, I have to plan this, I have to do this. It's just, it'll be there. It's going to be there. You'll go, why would I want to do that? Well, how is it? He just lays it on your heart. And I choose to believe God. And when you say according to the power of God, Timothy and his mother and grandmother, I know they already had this. And he's being reminded by Paul. Remember, don't forget this. Stir up that gift that's in you. You've been saved. We've been called with a holy calling. It's not according to our works. It's according to his purpose, his grace, which was given us. See how he puts it? It's all of it. He gave it to all of us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So you can rest a little while now and know that he's already got it all planned. It's all planned. Now you just listen and be led of the Spirit. He said, I am a preacher, a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer all these things. So you see, if you're going to be appointed and the Lord is going to call you, he says, who's going to go? I will go, Lord. Choose me. I'll go. For the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Even though I'm going through the suffering, for I know whom I believed. And I am persuaded that he is able. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. We're living in a day that the love of many has waxed cold. We're living in the day of perilous times. And, you know, it all started out. The Lord says, just love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, everything. Just give him everything. And you hear the government saying, oh, we're going to get in there and take your pensions away. What if they did? How content are we? What if they did? You know, we don't know what's ahead. This is our contentment. Godliness with contentment. God already knew it. whatever happens to any of us, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus and what he's already done for you. And the joy that is set before you, you endure the cross. You despise it. Don't worry about all the stuff. And I do sometimes. But he encourages me with what? The word of God. They can't do anything unless God allows it. That is peace to my heart. That's peace to me. Grandma, why do you love them? Why do you still pray for them? Because God is allowing it. I don't understand it. I don't have to understand it. It's the peace that passeth all understanding. I want them to grow up in the Lord. Haven't you ever been to a place you didn't know truth? And you still don't know all of it. But the truth I got, he loved me enough, even through chastening, to give me that truth. And I'm sitting here with my, well, different ones, and I'm just saying, Lord, I put it in your hands. I know you do all things well. But as a grandmother, I don't want them to have to hurt. I don't want them to hurt because of it. I feel like it's okay if I've been hurt. It's all right. If I could just tell people the grace that has been given in spite of suffering, it's so beautiful. And it, as Eula would say, it's better felt than telt. It just, it has such a peace in your heart. You see, if we look at the circumstance, what happens? It gets worse. And then you're looking at the winds, and you're looking at the wave, and now you're going to look at the tornado. It's like, I know he said he is the controller. Circumstance is not what's going to judge how we feel today. Sometimes it will. Let's grant it now. Let's just take it. Sometimes it does. Why? Because God allowed it. Because he's perfecting you. He's going to get it to where you stand when the winds blow. You stand when the sun's shining. You stand in the rain. You stand in the storm. Because my anchor holds. He holds us. We don't hold the rock. I'm still holding on. Brother, I'm still holding on. You better let go. You don't have the strength to hold on. Let the rock hold you and go through these trials, go through these storms of life. And I know I always said, Lord, I thought I believed that. And now a storm's hitting and I feel terrible. And he goes, I am increasing it. I got to allow these things to happen so your roots go deeper and deeper. And one day it's going to happen. You're not going to care. You know, we say, well, you know, so-and-so did that. They knew what they were saying. You just said it, so you don't have to worry about it, do you? Because God heard it. God is dealing with his people through love. Through love. And I think that if every mother just consider each child, each grandchild, consider maybe what they've gone through. See, God sees the whole picture. We just look at, look at that one. They're a real failure. I used to do that. I said to my friend that I worked with, I said, well, why do all, she's a Christian, why don't all your kids turn out like this? They're so good. And she goes, don't measure yourselves one with another. If my children are doing well, God gave me that grace. God is still working. And she said, you, on the other hand, maybe God blessed you in another way. Maybe you got something I ain't got. Why is this in your life so wonderful and mine so terrible? Don't even look at that stuff. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He's going to take care of every one of you. He's going to give you exactly what you need that you can win Christ. Win him. And if you won't take that step, I always pray for the brethren and the people of church. I just go, Lord, if they won't take the step, I know the Holy Spirit is a gentle, he's not going to force us to do anything. But Lord, draw them with your love. Keep drawing them. You got that hook there. It's already hooked. Draw them, Lord, by your love, because your love is not going to fail. Let's all stand. Father, I just come to you in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I thank you for all of our mothers, Lord. I thank you that you knew that child before it was ever even put in the womb, Lord. And what a gift. What a gift of love. And Lord, I just pray for each one, even those who have done the wrong thing. I just pray, Lord, that we see what a gift that is to bring a child into this world, but then to start upon a mother's breast. But then as you lead them and then you begin to feed them milk and meat, Lord, I just ask that you'll be with your people. I ask you to be with the ones who used to be here in the meeting, Lord. I know you haven't stopped dealing with them. And Father, I ask you to draw them. I put it in your hands. You know, I can't do it, but I know who can. And I'm persuaded that you're able. And I ask you, Lord, work a mighty work. Have the ones that we can't even see, that they be ready for the soon coming of the Lord. And we just thank you and praise you. And we know that you do all things well. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.